Chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6, and we're going to look at a very, very familiar verse. We're going to look at verse number 23 in just for a minute or two, and we're going to have a more of a topical message this morning. You know, I love getting into the Bible and sharing with one passage of Scripture and drawing out what the Lord's teaching us. But this morning, the Lord kind of led me to a certain thought, and it's been with me all week long. My intention was to preach it on Saturday night at the end of the program, and we might still bring a portion of that Saturday night. But there's a thought that just came to my mind and stuck with me all week long. Most of us know Romans chapter 6. We could probably even quote it, but let's go ahead and read it together as a church. Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Probably some of you didn't even have to look at it. You just knew it. Well, that thought this morning is those three words or four words, the gift of God. And I know at Christmas time, lots of people thinks it's all about presents. I know this past week when someone was out there and they were decorating inside the room, you know what they said to me? They were just picking on me. He says, well, Pastor, it's all about the presents anyway. And I says, you know it's not. And they did. They were just messing with me. Because we know it's not all about the presents, but it is all about the gift. And that's to this morning I'd like to look at for just a little while, thinking about this, the perfect gift. I heard a preacher, I've heard a number of preachers say, but I heard one preacher that says it very often, that when he preaches, he's not preaching just to be heard, he wants to be repeated. And sometimes when you hear a message and you hear a preaching, when you learn something, when you grow, it's something that it's hoped that it will be repeated, not because it's man's words, but because it's God's words and God's thoughts. So this morning's message about the perfect gift is not something I just want to impress you with to make sure your heart and mind is focused on the right thing. I also wanted to not stay in just these walls. I wanted to go out into our community. And this thought about the perfect gift. So when a preacher preaches, the intention is not just to be heard, but also to be repeated. So when you learn things from the Word of God, and when the Lord speaks to your hearts through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God, it's something you're supposed to share. I don't think you have to go and say, well, this is what my pastor said. But instead, you say, this is what God taught me on Sunday. This is what God has shown me in His Word. It's something that we're not supposed to keep amongst ourselves. We're supposed to take it with us. So this morning, you're probably going to hear some things you've heard before, but also as things that remind us what we should take. And the perfect gift. You ever try to find the perfect gift? You know, sometimes people are very difficult to shop for. Sometimes it seems like everybody has something, or everybody is too particular, or they don't want anything. So it's difficult to find that specific thing that's they're gonna look at and say, man, that's the perfect gift. But see, I'm not even saying that's what we should be doing. I think when we give gifts, we should do it in a thoughtfulness of who we're giving it to. I'm not even saying that we have to give gifts at Christmas time, because it's Jesus' birth. And I know there's even some of our church members that do not give gifts at Christmas time because they say, I want the focus to be on Jesus and Jesus alone. I understand that completely. I enjoy during a Christmas season giving gifts to show appreciation for people. It's a nice time and a nice opportunity to say, you know what, I value you and I appreciate you and I appreciate our relationship, whatever that may be, and I'm thankful because this is the time of year that many people traditionally give gifts. And you say, it goes all the way back to the wise men, and it does go back to the wise men, but it even goes a little bit farther when the greatest gift or the perfect gift was given on that first Christmas morning. And you say, well, why do you call it the perfect gift? Well, the first thing is, it's called the gift of God. And that gets kind of, you know, it's God gave us a gift. And I know you're saying, well, Pastor, that says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yeah, that's right, it's eternal life, but it's through Jesus Christ. And it happened because He came that first Christmas morning. So this morning, as we leave and as we think, I want us to be thinking, you know what? There is a perfect gift, and it's the gift that God gave us, because we know that God does everything well. There's that verse in the Bible that says, and we're beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. If we get that in our heart and get that in our mind, you know what? God does all things well. God does not make a mistake. And even though sometimes our gifts that God gives us comes in different packages and through different scenarios, He does all things well. That's a wonderful biblical truth. If you would drill that into your heart and your mind, that no matter what you're going through, He does all things well. But even in the book of James, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift. Where does it come from? Above. So I want you to understand today the perfect gift. And I want you to think about this a little bit. And like I said, I want you to take this with you. If you're here this morning and you've never accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, my hope and prayer is that from hearing the truths of the Word of God, you'll respond to that and want to accept Him and understand that perfect gift. But if you're a believer here this morning, this will get our heart and set in mind when we're going around and we're seeking and we're spending time wondering what this person may like and what this person this and this and that. Don't ever forget that perfect gift. And the greatest gift you can give to someone is to be able to tell them about the perfect gift that is Jesus Christ that first Christmas morning. So three different points this morning. And it's, like I said, it's a very simple message. The perfect gift came that first Christmas morning when the Bible says that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And then the Bible says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So three main points. Number one is, it is perfect because of who gave it. It is perfect because of who gave it. Now, sometimes, let's be honest, there is people out there that when you get a gift, sometimes it means a little bit more to you from who it came from. Not that you're not thankful for any gift that you got. And I got a gift last night. We're going to talk about this in a minute or two. I have no idea who gave this in the gift exchange. But we're going to talk about it in a minute or two. But sometimes it becomes a little bit more special when you're closer to that person. You think about it. I'm not trying to pick on any gift that you ever received, but if you got a gift from maybe a child, maybe a grandchild, maybe a gift from a mother who's passed away. I mean, there are certain things that we cherish, and it's the person who gave it to us that makes it that much more special. And in my mind, it's not just in the fact that who gave it, it's the fact that whoever gave it put thought into it. And once again, there's nothing wrong with different things. I know there is people who like to give gift cards today. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying to make it the perfect gift, to make it special, even a little bit more special, sometimes people will think. And they'll think, well, where does that person want to go? What does that person like? And that's a representation because you gave thought into a gift. And that's what I'm getting to here this morning. It's a perfect gift because of who gave it, because of He thought about us. Before the world was ever created, God saw our need. God saw the problem humanity was going to have. It was perfect because He gave it to us, the God of the universe. And the Bible says in Revelation 13, verse 8, it says, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is something as precious and as perfect, no matter what it is, whether it's money, gift card, something someone made, something, all those different things, doesn't really matter, because the person out of love and because the person out of admiration or out of appreciation gives a gift. And that's what God says, for God so loved the world. God commended His love. He proved it. He showed it. So it's a perfect gift because it came from God, and God can only give us those things that are perfect. He can only do those things that are well. So this week, if you get the opportunity to tell somebody about the greatest gift that you ever got or the most perfect gift that you ever got, you can say it's because of who gave it to me. It was God. The God of the universe thought enough about me. He loved me enough to be able to send His only Son to die for me. And that's amazing. I think sometimes we've gotten so used to it. Sometimes we go through Christmas and it, in some ways it becomes a ritual, and we forget about not only who gave us the gift, but the reason why He gave us the gift is because He loved us. And where most of the other people in the world that feel like they're hopeless, and some people in the world who are in a very dark place and don't feel like anyone cares, and they don't feel like anyone loves them, and don't think that anyone cares about them, we can talk to them about a God who gave them, is offering them the perfect gift. And He did it because He loved us. This morning, I really want you to take and not just hear this, but say, you know what? It's a perfect gift because of the fact that He did it because He loved us. There was thought behind it. I saw there was a need. There was a response to that need. The Bible says that before the world was ever created, in His foreknowledge, He knew exactly what was going to happen, and the Lamb of God was slain from the foundation of the world. Second thing, not only was it perfect because who gave it, secondly, it was perfect because it was what was needed. It was perfect because it was what was needed. My in-laws, every Christmas, after our first Christmas when we were dating, my in-laws always gave me undershirts for Christmas. First year I looked at them, I opened up and says, huh, that's kind of nice. And I says, oh, you can always use undershirts. But you know, year after year when they ask us what we might like, one of the first things I put on my list is undershirts, because I came to realize it's something I needed every year. And it's something that, you know, it's something I look forward to getting. It's something that was necessary, something needful, something that I knew I was going to use. It's something that I knew I was going to be, I could look forward to it because I knew it was going to be part. You know what? It's a perfect gift because it's something that we needed. And you get into scripture, you can tell somebody, you know, you get things, you get gifts. Last night I got a gift, and I'm not picking on whoever got this because I think they did it partly to be funny, but I got a gift last night that in all reality I'm going to enjoy, but I don't really need it. It's a Snickers bar. Now, I also got a gift card with this, but I got this Snickers bar, and you know what? I'm going to eat this, and I'm going to enjoy it. But you can look at me, you can tell I don't need a Snickers bar, that's for sure. But the second thing is, they also put this thing in here that is a snowman tie. Not sure if it's pink or if it's red, but it does light up. So, and I think they put it in there as a like kind of a novelty thing, in the fact that, you know, a little bit like a gag gift, and my youngest son is excited about wearing it. He's disappointed I won't let him wear it inside the choir. But, you know, I know, oh, you're so mean. That's okay. But you think about it, this is probably something I don't really need. But at the same time, it's something we might enjoy. But what makes it a perfect gift from God was there was something that we needed that we couldn't give ourselves. It's something that was necessary. This isn't necessary. I enjoy it. This is fun because I can use it as a sermon illustration, and you know, sermon illustrations are hard to come by. You guys very rarely ever laugh at my jokes, but you laughed at my tie. But at these things, there are things that we enjoy, there are things that we're part of, and things we're thankful for getting, and we should be thankful for everything we get. It's something when someone gives us a gift, they put thought and heart in it, and whether something as simple as a handmade thing or something that they bought or whatever it is, there's all these different things that go along with it. But we can look and tell people about the perfect gift because we need it. We can tell that to everyone. They need this gift. There is not a wrong person to give the gospel to. There is not a wrong person that you can say, hey, you know, God loves you to. They might not like it, but they need it. And so here's the thought. You say, well, why in the world do they need it? Well, you see here at the beginning of the verse is Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. So you see that there's death. There's eternal separation from God. There's an eternity at stake in a horrible place called hell. For the wages of sin is death. And the Bible explains that a little bit more. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because we have sinned, we deserve, according to what the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. We deserve to be eternally separated from God in a place that was prepared for the devils and his angels. And it's a horrible place called hell. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we are yet sinners, while we were deserving of this, Christ died for us. We needed a Savior. In the Christmas message, the angel said that the Savior was going to be born. And the angel even said to David to save his people from their sins. There is a Savior that's needed. It's a perfect gift because it's not just something we might enjoy. It's not just something that we might laugh at. It's something that we truly, honestly need. It's perfect. You look at it, you consider it, it came from God and his forethought and his love for us. He gave it to us. That made it perfect. But also because of the fact that it's something that we truly, honestly need. I know we probably all have received things before, and you look at it and you say, I wonder what I'm going to do with that. I already got one of those, you know, those type of things. But it's something we need. And the Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So because of the fact that we are all sinners, it's a perfect gift because it's something that we all need. Third thing I want you to think about, not only was it perfect because of who gave it, and perfect because it was what we needed, it was perfect because of the sacrifice that was made. It's perfect because of the sacrifice that was made. So what do you mean? I know sometimes people have put a sacrifice into a gift. You think about something that is handmade. And I know there's some things at my house, and sometimes I go to a person's house and I look at it, and somebody made something. And because they took the time and effort to make it, that makes it more special for most. Because they not only bought the things that it would take to make it, but sometimes they use their gifts and they use their talents in order to arrange something. And so that way you look at it. And you see, sometimes I think about it. I know sometimes when they are secret sisters or prayer partners, there are certain things I go to certain people's houses and I can look at that and say, I know who made that for you because it's the same thing. But they took their time. They took their effort. There was a sacrifice that was paid. And this gift is so perfect because, number one, who gave it and the thought that was involved, but also because it's something we needed, but the sacrifice that was made. The Bible says in Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? John 1, verses 10 and 11, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Jesus, God, became flesh for us. He became man for us. He left all the glories of heaven. And it says in Hebrews 2:9 that he, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man. And when I consider this, and when I consider the sacrifice that he made and that he made for me, it humbles me, just as if someone came and maybe gave us a present and gave us a gift, and it's something that you know took them hours to do, and they were showing you out of appreciation and out of a love for you. You take it and you look at it and say, wow, this is something special, because you knew what went in it to make it happen. And you're like, wow, this is great. And many times you'll use this idea, this is perfect, just like the perfect gift, because you understand the sacrifice that went into it. We go through it, and we go through Christmas, and we think about it, but when we take time to ponder and consider that he came into this world and he was rejected by man, that they knew him not, they came into this world and they received him not, that God was willing not to even spare his own son for our sake, that Christ tasted death for every man, they left the glories. It's a perfect gift because of how much sacrifice that went into it. It was something that was given because of who it was given by, and it was because it was needed. But when you consider the sacrifice, it's perfect. It's overwhelming. And inside the sacrifice, think about this. The sacrifice itself was perfect. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Sin cannot enter into the presence of God. Sin is not something that he could look upon all for all of eternity. And the Bible says that he who knew no sin, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That even that sacrifice, that Lamb of God, like John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That sacrifice was perfect because no one else could give it to us. No one else could do it because of the fact that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because this death was, sin was passed upon all men. All those things meant that the sacrifice had to be perfect. You go back and you look in the Old Testament and you think of all the blood of the goats and the blood of the goats and the sheep and the animals, all those different things that could not purge away our sins. But the blood of Jesus Christ could purge our sins, and it's because he was a perfect sacrifice. That's what made the gift perfect for us. Say, Pastor, what are you getting at? I'm telling you that we have received the perfect gifts, and it's something that we should share with others. The perfect gift. It's perfect because we can share it with others. You think about it. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you receive the gift, and if it's appropriate to share with others, and it's something you're excited about, guess what? You're going to tell other people about it. Guess what I received this year? Or guess, look what so-and-so did for me. Look what I got. And it's not the fact that you want people to look at you. You want people to see the gift and appreciation for what you received and for the work and the effort and the thoughtfulness and all those things that it was about. And that's what this is saying. It's perfect because it can be shared with others. It's not something that you have to keep from yourselves. It's not like it's, if I give you a portion of my gift, I'm not going to have as much. It's a perfect gift because it's something that is intended and something that is meant to be shared with others. And that's why we try to put in this format that the perfect gift is something that you receive. You know, you ask somebody the question, hey, what's your favorite present you ever got? What's your favorite gift that you ever received? Someone might think about it and think, well, you know, this is something that was special, or this was something special. And in response, they might ask you and say, hey, what was your favorite gift, or what was your perfect present? And then you could tell them, well, there's only really, truly one perfect gift. And that was that first Christmas morning. And that was when God became man, and when God, for God so loved the world that he gave, it was perfect because it came from God and because he loved us. And it was perfect because I needed it. I didn't have it. I couldn't get it on my own. And it was perfect because I saw the sacrifice that was made. And now I can share this gift with you. Now, as a last thought here is to be able to enjoy this gift, you have to receive it. Last night they called my number. I had 207. And he said, well, if you weren't at the banquet, you call the number. If you have that number, you walk up front and you open up your present in front of everybody. If Mr. Bateman would have called up 207, and I walked up and I sat the gift there and left it there and walked away, it wouldn't benefit me at all. It's something you have to receive. It's something you have to take. It's something you have to use to be able to get the benefits of it. In my mind, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The Bible tells us that he wasn't willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In my mind, the sacrifice was able to be able to pay the sin debt for the whole world. But there are those who, even though he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. They were rejecting him, and they were rejecting that gift. You ever had somebody reject a gift from you? I don't want that. So maybe they're angry with you. Maybe they're frustrated with you. Maybe they just don't like you, and you're trying to give them a peace offering. You're trying to give them a gift, and you're trying to say, here's this gift. I want to give you this gift. This is something I thought about. This is something I made for you. This is something I got for you. Here's the gift. And they're like, nope, I don't want it. And that's what we're trying to do here, is to offer a gift that God has given us, this perfect gift, and then we give it to the world and say, here, this is a perfect gift. It came from God. It is a perfect gift because it was something that we all need. And it's a perfect gift because of the sacrifice that was made in order to have it. And I'm trying to share this with you. Will you receive this gift? And there will be people, no, I don't have anything to do with it. No, I don't want to listen to it. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be a part of it. Don't continue on rejecting him. This morning, if you're here and you can say, Pastor, I hear you talk about it. I understand that Jesus came into this world and that he was born in a manger. And I understand the meaning of Christmas, but I've never truly accepted that perfect gift. To be able to receive the benefits of a gift, you have to accept it. You say, well, Pastor, how do you accept that gift? It says in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from our sins. Saved from our penalty of sin. Saved from eternity in hell. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This morning, according to what the Bible says, that it is a gift that God has given you. It's for the wages of sin is death. There is something that we need because of that wage that we must pay someday. But the gift of God, the perfect gift of God must be received. Have you ever done that? Because just because the gift is there, and just because the gift's sitting on the table, if we never open the gift, if we never receive the gift, if we never take the gift, we're never going to benefit from the gift. Today, I believe that there is people in hell that had heard about the gift. People in hell who thought the story was good. People in hell who maybe even believed that there was a Jesus that came into this earth and was born and walked among men and died on a cross and buried and rose again. But they never put their faith and trust in saying, you know what, I know I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus paid my sin debt, that God gave me that perfect gift, and I have received that gift by faith. I have put my faith and trust in him. I have seen myself as a sinner in need of a Savior, and I see what Jesus Christ did, and I turn to God in faith and say, Lord, save me. Have you ever done that? Have you ever believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth? Because there's many, many, many people who know about God. And there's many people you might be able to see this week, you might be able to talk about to this week, you might be able to say, I got this perfect gift, and I want to tell you about it. The greatest gift, the perfect gift, was that first Christmas morning. It's because of who gave it. It's because he loves us. It wasn't because he felt obligated. It wasn't because he felt like I have to do it. It wasn't because of the fact that we had given him something. It was perfect because he demonstrated and proved his love toward us. We did not go out and try to solicit the gift. It was unsolicited. He did it because of the love for us. It's a perfect gift because of who gave it. It is a perfect gift because of the fact that it is something we truly, honestly need. And it's perfect because of the sacrifice that was made was perfect itself. Have you ever received that gift? And if you have received that gift, have you told anybody about that gift? Christmas is the easiest time of year, I believe, to share our faith with other people. It's the easiest time of year to invite someone to a Christmas program, to a Christmas Eve service. People are thinking and people are considering all the things they got to do, but they want to make sure that they have the right place. Even people who do not know Christ have these considerations. It's perfect. It's a gift that you should explain and tell to everyone about the perfect gift that God's given us. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes for